A proposed House bill would allow Alaska judges to issue protective orders removing guns from people who they find to likely be a threat to themselves or others. In a Judiciary Committee meeting today, House Bill 75 received backing from the public. 29 of the first 30 people who testified on the bill said they support it as a way of preventing suicides and homicides. Juneau Douglas High School sophomore Stella Tolman says she was inspired by the activism of the victims of the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School shooting in Parkland, Florida, to testify in favor of the bill.
As an American, I should not feel scared to come to school, but I am scared. I'm scared that someone could come into my school and kill me or my two younger sisters or my friends with a weapon that they should not possess. So I urge you to vote yes on House Bill 75 because we need stricter gun laws.
Bill sponsor Anchorage Democratic Representative Garen Tarr says she tried to help her own brother before he killed himself. She says other deaths using guns were often preceded by warning signs.
When we read about some of these stories, we know that family members have in fact been looking for something to do and wanting something, a tool to use. And I think this can be an important prevention tool.
Two groups of people could file petitions for gun violence protective orders, immediate family members and police and other peace officers. The person with the guns would be given at least 10 days notice of the hearing to decide on the order. If the judge finds clear and convincing evidence that the person is a danger, the judge could issue a protective order prohibiting the person from possessing, owning, buying, or receiving a firearm or ammunition for up to 6 months. Family members or police officers could also seek emergency orders that don't include the person with the guns in a hearing. If the judge finds there's a greater than 50% chance the person could harm themselves or others, the judge could issue an immediate emergency protective order that could last up to 20 days. Representative Gabrielle Ledoux is a Republican who caucuses with the mostly Democratic House majority. She questioned whether the bill would take away the gun rights of anyone with a diagnosis of clinical depression.
I think it would be kind of an incentive not to seek psychiatric help for depression.
Garen Tarr noted that mental health providers are not among those who could ask for the gun violence protective orders. The committee did not vote on the bill today.